plan ahead to make those travel days your rest days. So you're not fucking scrambling, you land, you have to get a workout in. I've been there, right? And if you're really like kind of starting your fitness journey or maybe in that lifestyle stage, like just trying to stay consistent, it might be a little bit challenging.
Gentlemen, real quick, if you like what you're hearing, let's connect on social media because I give so much more value on there. My Instagram is DannyCavs4, that's Danny, C-A-V-S-4, and Facebook is Danny Cavallaro, that's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O. And I'll be expecting a follow from you, but without further ado, let's get into the episode.
What is up for another podcast? Let's go. We got Coach Sal in the freaking house. Let's dive right into it, dude. We're going to be talking about how to stay on track with fitness while traveling. And this man, Sal, is probably the most integral guy I know. And when it comes to traveling, he really stays on track. So we're going to be tactically speaking about, you know, what we can do, because we know there's a lot of people watching right now. And when you, and Sal will talk about this, but like when you travel, fall off track, you make the excuses, you miss your workouts, you miss eating clean. And then what happens when you get home? You just like fall way off track. Like Sal knows that. So you could probably agree with that, Sal. And just tell me kind of a little bit about what you see, you know, been coaching all these years, like with people when they travel, do you see them fall off track?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, thanks for having me, bro. I'm super stoked. It's a great combo. Just a little backstory. I think you've had me on the podcast before. So just a reiteration, you know, I've been coaching for 5 years on my fitness journey for 12. I've worked with hundreds of people and go for my pro card at the end of this year. And yeah, to go based on this topic, how to stay on track with your fitness goals while traveling, I think it's a huge thing. And for a little more context on that as well, I've been to 5 different cities over the last 8 weeks, one including a different country. I'm actually recording this while I'm in Tulum, Mexico, actually, you know, for the time
Let's
being.
Go.
But like we were chatting about right before we got on, I haven't missed a beat. You know, I haven't missed a check-in, a step, a session, none of it, because I simply just make it a priority. And that's what we're going to break down here today. So do you want me to start with the first one?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. You're killing it.
So first one is going to be making sure that you look up gyms in the area where you're going. It could be really simple. I know we got together back in Nashville, Tennessee. I think that was a couple months ago.
Yep.
But that specifically, I looked up the hotel address and then I looked up gyms in the area. So I knew exactly where I was going to go train prior. A lot of people say, well, oh, I don't have a membership there. Planet Fitness, drop in for free, or you pay a day pass somewhere for a weekend, $20, $30. So as long as you make sure you understand the location of it, I think it alleviates some stress there. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really big, is just like being prepared and actually looking up gyms in the area. And also, I mean, you might have, you know, a different opinion or something, but sometimes just getting in and out, like maybe a hotel gym can serve you, right? If it's efficient. Yeah. I know the one in Nashville we went to was the worst thing we've ever seen. We went to Nashville and there was a hotel gym, but it really was like a hotel, like just, I don't even know what it was. It wasn't a gym. So we had to go to a different gym. But if you have a nicer one, you have maybe a dumbbell rack, you have some machines, I think that can work. But I definitely agree, Sal, just like looking up some gyms in the area, getting that day pass, I think is going to be super helpful. So you could really stay consistent on that path. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, fortunately enough, most hotels have a decent setup. You know, I'm definitely a little bit more extreme on, you know, going for a pro card as a bodybuilder. There's certain things I need, you know, that's where that comes from. But most hotels, you should be able to get by and not really have an issue. So I think that's a good point as well. And, you know, when we were in Nashville, it was a business event. So we had a very timely schedule. And I think that's a big thing as well, as a lot of people think, well, you know, I'm on vacation, I'm traveling for this business event, I might not have the time. 30 minutes in and out, especially if you have a hotel one, you know, talk to your coach proactively, you know, they can put together a little dumbbell circuit.
100%.
You know? I do that for clients all the time. I think that's a big thing. 100%. When I know a client is traveling, we make sure that we proactively communicate and they have the right program and tools in store for them to be successful while they're doing it.
100%. Yeah, definitely. And that's the biggest thing. Like if you have that accountability, you have a coach, like make sure you are communicating and, you know, have adjustments made, right? You're not going to have the same equipment, same things as probably your home gym. So just be prepared. That's the biggest thing. Be prepared. And I think that's a good segue into the next thing, because if you're prepared with your workouts, which is number one, like that's going to be big. And then Sal, talk about number two, because that comes with preparation with nutrition. So tell them kind of what you do. And I want you to tell them like what you literally did for Nashville, just for an example.
Absolutely. Everyone says nutrition is the unlock to your physique. And I agree. But what does that look like? A lot of us fall short, especially while traveling, because it's lack of preparation, right? So if you fail to plan in advance, you're setting yourself up for failure. So not sure if you guys are aware of this, but you can bring food through security. Just can't bring liquids or yogurt or things like that. So every time I travel, I always bring a little disposable plastic bag. You know, you can have other supermarket bags, whatever, a cooler if you're feeling crazy, right?
Cooler.
But whatever you want. If you want to bring a cooler and be a fucking animal, go ahead, right? I always bring food through security because I know I can do that.
Yeah.
So for you guys listening, the night before I travel, like let's say it's a morning flight, 7 a.m. The night before, I'm going to make sure that I pre-track my food. I weigh, I measure it out. I have it in my containers, bring some napkins, some disposable silverware, and I know I'm good to go.
Yeah.
So that way there's no stress upon the minute of me waking up, wondering what my next meal is going to look like or what that is. You know, I try to stay my best away from restaurants because you don't know what they're cooking, and that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But for the topic of what you're saying, the night before, plan it. Pre-track it if you're tracking on MyFitnessPal, which you should be, right? Mm-hmm. Or just bring the food with you. It doesn't have to be rocket science, right?
Yeah, love that. Yeah, no, 100%. I think just like taking that extra step, it's definitely going to help all of you listening and watching right now, because you may think like, oh, that's a little too much work. I'm not sure. Maybe I can order something. But, you know, if you're on day two and you're traveling and you're bloated, you feel off track, you feel like crap, like you're going to be thinking, damn, I should have prepared a little bit better, right? And right. Just like Sal was saying, you don't have to go crazy, but just a couple meals maybe. And even for me, what I think is like pre-made meals, some protein bars, maybe a protein drink. Well, you said no liquids, but protein bars are big. Maybe it's some trail mix. Maybe it's some nuts and seeds. Like, are you going to go on the plane and get the fucking Cheez-Its and pretzels and the cookies that they pass out? Or can you pull out like a Quest bar or, you know, something that's actually going to, you're like, you have it and you're full and you feel good instead of just resorting to everything else because you did not prepare. Like, that's on you. It's not on your vacation. Right. It's not your job's fault that they sent you away for 2 weeks. It's on you because you did not prepare. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%. The last thing you want to do is get on your flight and they're wheeling the cart down the aisle and they're like, hey, you know, are you hungry? And they're handing out a little fucking bag of pretzels the size of your thumb. You know, like, I want you guys to write this down. Extraordinary results require extraordinary effort, right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to look like everybody else, you have to be willing to do things that most people aren't willing to do. Right. And a lot of people are not willing to prepare their meals in advance and bring it through security. Right. Sal, I don't want to eat a cold. Tough shit, you know? Like, if you know, you're trying to get fucking jacked. Like, that's what it takes. You know, I eat a lot of my food cold. I'm not worried about heating it up. And some people say it's gross and unsanitary, but you know, when you see me in the gym and I'm snapping heads because how big my delts are, a lot of people are going to be like, hey, I'd rather not, you know? So like, that's just what it boils down to. That's me being honest, you know?
No, yeah, yeah. Being prepared. And I like how you said, like, being a little bit extraordinary, because all that really means is being, it says it in the word, like a little bit extra besides ordinary, right? And just, you can kind of succumb to like, oh, you know, I'll take the pretzels and this and that, but you want to be more prepared because you want to look good, you want to feel good, and you have to be taking some different action steps. So definitely love that. And then the last thing we do want to talk about, so already, Sal, you could agree, like, if they follow step one, step two, they're already going to be successful. But the third thing, I love how you said this, how about you bring that up and we'll kind of touch on that.
Yeah, before I do, just last point on that previous one. I venture to say that if you're listening to this information, you're not somebody that wants to be just average and accepting subpar results. So I just really want to encourage you to actually follow these things, because I think it's one thing for us to listen to the information, but then it's another thing to actually apply it. Yeah. So don't just come on here and digest the material. I want you guys to actually do something with that. And then third piece, the last one that we were talking about before we got on, is steps. Steps are free the last time I checked, right? So like, you know, just moving outside of the gym is important. You know, I don't think it stops at getting your workouts and eating food. It's moving your body. And I think once you condition yourself to do that, it becomes a habit where you almost, I think for me and you, like, I'll speak for you as well. When I sit for too long, I hate it. Like, I need to move, I need to walk. You know, I feel very stagnant. And especially like when you're talking about mental clarity, you know, helping with your digestion, your sleep patterns, all these things, that's going to be making sure you're getting movement outside of the gym. And it doesn't have to be anything miraculous. You know, I make sure that I walk at least 30 minutes to an hour a day. You could break that up. And for me, when traveling, a lot of times I actually go over my step goal because there's a lot of walking.
Exactly, bro.
Right through the airport, through the security. So what I always try to do, another point that you guys probably want to take note of, is I calculate my travel days as rest days a lot of the times, because I know it's going to take a lot out of me. So on rest days, when I don't hit the gym, I'm just focused on getting my steps and my meals in, right? So if I know that going into the week, I'm traveling on Wednesday, then I'm going to plan accordingly about that.
Right.
You know, so that may be a little bit more, you know, advanced, I guess you could say, but I think that's also a good nugget too.
Okay. Yeah, no, I definitely like that. And I think really just with everything you're saying, man, is just like planning ahead. And I like how you said, you know, you plan ahead to make those travel days your rest days. So you're not fucking scrambling, you land, you have to get a workout in. I've been there, right? And if you're really like kind of starting your fitness journey, or maybe in that lifestyle stage, like just trying to stay consistent, it might be a little bit challenging. But then it comes down to like that discipline and really, you know, how bad do you really want this? Especially, you know, I don't want to just be that summer guy, but summer's like around the corner, right? And a lot of people watching and listening, my podcast, it might be months later, whatever it is, but you've been saying you want to start doing this for like months, if not years. So make this the commitment, right? Coach Sal and I want you to make this the commitment that you start today. All right. And I agree, just to kind of touch on that, like steps are free. And I love how you said, Sal, like you get more steps in when you're traveling, because it's true. You got to go through airport, those big ass quads, they got to walk the escalator and shit, you know? So if you haven't seen Sal's quads, it's like, go outside, look at the nearest tree, and it's similar, you know, the oak tree. But yeah, you're walking and you're doing the hotel, you know, obviously maybe you get to the hotel, you want to see something. So you should try and be getting more steps in while traveling. Don't just travel and sit in your room, whether it's business or personal, like go do some things. Okay. So to kind of sum it up, man, like, I just want to know kind of your recapping thoughts and just some action steps they can take.
Yeah. Recap. First step, make sure you understand where you're going to be lifting, whether that's the hotel gym, a nearby gym, you know, just making sure that you're putting the effort in to look that up. I do that with clients all the time. Like if they have a specific area, I say, okay, cool. Send me the address of the hotel and find 2 to 3 gyms in the area. We're going to pick one and that's what we're going to commit to. So that's the first one. And again, second one, plan your meals the night before, put them in containers, eat them cold, stop being a little bitch. You know, that's just really what it boils down to at the end of the day. And then last point, number three, steps are free. And that rhymes. Steps are free. It doesn't cost you anything to move your body. I'm actually working on drafting up a post that might offend some people, you know, but that's maybe a different topic for another day. So I think it's a good conversation. I just want to make sure again that you guys do something with this, like you said, because summer is around the corner. And I used to be a summer guy, you know, New York, it's cold, we're going to grind and then, you know, let ourselves go a little bit during the summer. And it's just like, it doesn't have to be this crazy uphill battle to stay in shape. It's literally just a daily commitment to yourself, 30 minutes to an hour, and you'll be more than okay.
Yeah, 100%, dude. I think just staying on track with the little details like we talked about is going to be big. And speaking on summer, I know for people for both of our podcasts, maybe they're fucking listening in December, whatever it is. But I just want to make, if you're watching like live, I think like right now is a pivotal time. And honestly, it's even like a little bit too late. If you haven't started working towards your summer, like you're already 5 steps behind. So don't wait. And I know Sal's, you know, seen this so many times and I'm a victim to it. Don't wait until June 15th to be like, oh my God, summer's in 7 days. Let me start eating 1,000 calories per day, running 2 miles, going to the gym 7 days a week. Like I want to feel good on the beach. Like, start fucking right now because your life is not going to stop for you to just work on your fitness. You got to work around it. So that is it. Do you have any thoughts on that, man? I know you could definitely agree, you know.
I actually wanted to disagree with the last thing that you said. Is that okay?
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Because you said it's a little late and maybe in the context of summer, but maybe overall, you know, maybe I have the mindset of it's never too late.
No, I'm just talking about for summer. It's never late. I agree though. Yeah. I know you're going to challenge me always fucking everything I say. But I mean, like, I'm just talking, you know, I don't want to be superficial, but like the summer bod, you know, usually they're made in winter, man. So it's already May. Like some people aren't taking action. I think right today, hopefully listening to you, listening to us, they get some motivation and they finally fucking take action instead of just, oh, that's another good podcast. Let me go to the next one and do fucking nothing. Like, come on. You know what I mean?
Right.
But no, I totally hear you. I hear you. It's never too late. We have clients, bro, that are going on 67 years old, dude. We both do, you know? And they never said it was too late. Like, what? Come on. All right, bro. That is good. Any last thoughts, dude?
No, I just appreciate you, bro. I think it's always a nice, good time chatting with you in a calculated episode. I think this was good. And I just, I like to poke fun sometimes. So thanks for, dude, you know, being open to that.
No, you're fucking good, man. Egos aside, bro. That's all good. I can lift more than you.
Let's train legs one of these days.
I won't be able to fucking drive a car after. Press the gas pedal. I'll have problems. But no, sounds huge. All good. So that is it, fam. Much love. We are logging out of here. And yeah, hopefully this was helpful. And hopefully this will be up soon. So listen to it a few times maybe. And we will go from there. Peace, love, and protein, fam. All right. Peace.
Guys, I really hope this episode helped you. And if you want even more value on how to lose weight, have more energy, feel your best, and build some muscle in the process, follow me on Instagram at DannyCavs4. That's Danny, CAVS4. And Facebook at Danny Cavallaro. That's Danny, CAVALLARO. I would love to connect so I can better help you reach your fitness goals. I appreciate you.